Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Truly, it is a blessing to be with you once again as we continue our series, Wisdom from Proverbs. Today, we're going to look at the topic, He that winneth souls is wise. Proverbs 11:30 reads as follows, The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Wow, why did God put this scripture in here? Why is he that winneth souls wise? You may think about what Jesus Christ's mission was. He said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. That was his mission. And if he is winning souls, if he is seeking for those that are lost, what should we be doing? We should be seeking souls that are lost and leading them to Jesus Christ. The person that wins souls is wise because he recognizes the mission that Jesus Christ was on. And he recognizes that he must also be on that same mission. The Bible is so clear that we as Christians are supposed to be a witness. You know, Proverbs goes on in Proverbs 14:25, it says this, A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. I want you to think about that scripture for a while. If a true witness delivereth souls, how do they do that? When are they doing that? Why are they doing that? Well, the answer is simply because Jesus Christ did that. He delivered souls. And he told us as he left, he said, Go ye therefore into all the world and to preach the gospel. And that's what our mission is. So as Proverbs 14:25 said, a true witness. The question you might ask yourself today is, am I a true witness? And the only qualification for being that is that you're delivering souls. Are you doing that? Or are you a deceitful witness that speak of lies and come up with all types of excuse why you should not be a true witness? So the question today is, are you wise? Proverbs even goes on to give us a little bit more stern warning here. Proverbs 24:11-12 says this, If thou forbear, that means don't do it, if thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, Behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth he not know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his work? Don't be fooled, my friend. If you claim the name of Jesus Christ, it is your responsibility. It is your obligation to tell others that don't know him as their personal savior about him. God gave us a gift, and that was his son, Jesus Christ. And when we have received that gift, he wants us to give that gift to others. Make no mistake about it. Your sole purpose is to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. No matter how busy you are with your life, your primary objective is to tell people about Jesus Christ. And sometimes we can say we're too busy. We're into so many things that don't matter. We need to make sure we listen to the book of Proverbs. It says, The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Be wise and tell others about Jesus Christ. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.